Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, the website, as well as on selected Salem Media Group stations on some of the largest radio markets in the country. Thank you very much for that. And also some leading independents just put in for good measure around the countryside, too. And we appreciate everybody with that. We'll be telling you about welcoming another new affiliate aboard here in just a minute or two. But we also broadcast around the world via the Internet. And you can hear us up there at my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, broadcasting this show live right now. We're streaming live over there right now, as well as on many of these stations, and, of course, on the GCNLive.com website. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, support of patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, and that's the men and the women coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, yeah, they're still trucking along, even though it's raining in California. They're going that away. Now, we also want to say thanks to our FedEx and our UPS drivers and our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail in all kinds of conditions. Now, our suicide jockeys are very important, too, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the oil products that we need to get on down the road. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, as I just mentioned, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check out the podcast, all the different things we have to offer over there. And don't forget that you can also hear us streaming live on my website right now. All right, joining us from California, we're going to check on him in just a second because he's out there where Hillary is. And no, it's not Hillary Clinton. It's Hillary the Storm. We'll get an update on that in just a second. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
All right. The question of the hour before we start the pledge. Everybody wants to know, how long can you tread water?
Well, fortunately, I haven't had to really do that. We've got a lot of rain, consistent rain today, and we'll talk more, of course, in a little bit, but it's gone as well as it could have gone, I think, at this point.
Yeah, and there are some areas, though, that they're having some real problems, mudslides and whatnot, and water across the road where you would expect to have it in the low-lying areas down there in the Baja and down along I-10 and I-8, where there are certain areas where it's definitely very low. I've been hearing that, and I've been watching that during the course of the evening. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we underlined and put quotations around those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Tropical Storm Hillary, which is, I think it's still a tropical storm. Is that right?
I believe they're still referring to it as that, but as it moves north, right, it's going to stop. It's going to be just a depression or just a storm.
Will not stop the rain, though. Unfortunately, it's going to rain all the way, it looks like, to the Canadian border up through Montana and the eastern part of Oregon and Washington State and over into Utah, and that's the way it's going to go. But Tropical Storm Landfall, or Tropical Storm Hillary did make landfall on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, pushing torrential rains on a northward path towards the U.S. Now, you've been telling me that you're getting rain and it's still raining, and there's areas that are supposed to get as much as 10 inches of rain. But to add insult to misery, you had a 5.1 earthquake in the midst of all this?
We did. About 2:40 p.m. local time, we did have a 5.1 earthquake. It was centered in near Ojai, California, which is north of Los Angeles, but it was felt pretty much across the Southland. And then there was some minor damage, things coming off the shelves and stores and so forth, shook a lot of people up in that area. Then there were a few aftershocks all in about the 3 range, but of course, then the news turned to that. And by the way, when that happens, all of the fire equipment and everything, they all come out of their fire stations because you might have another earthquake. It's just the protocol. And so on a day when we're dealing with a tropical storm, to have a 5.1 earthquake was really quite something.
Yeah, so you had quite the day out there. Did it knock anything off your shelves?
No, I didn't really feel it down here in Orange County, but people did feel it in Orange County. But again, it was good that there was only some minor damage, as I was describing, no injuries that I'm aware of. And then we've had some several rescues, though, across the Southern California area, Captain.
Sure.
We've had some swift water rescues, as
sure.
a matter of fact. We've also had some pretty big rain totals. Upper Mission Creek had 13 inches. Looks like Newhall had 5 inches. Looks like there was another area that had 11 inches. A lot of these places, of course, are in the mountain area, San Bernardino Mountains and so forth.
And all that water that went uphill is going to come downhill.
That's right. Palm Springs as well. Streets were flooded there. The desert areas just can't take all that water all at that same time within an hour or so. Yeah.
Well, Palm Springs can't take a lot of things there. They have a lot of problems there when it comes to weather-related issues, so I'm not surprised to hear that. All right, well, hold that thought. We're glad you're okay. Everybody wanted to know right away, so we got right on that. When we come back, folks, we're going to tell you what some of the polls are saying. We're going to talk a little bit about the debate. We're going to get things rolling with the political end of things. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with more on a Monday morning.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention. Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And before we get back to Kyle, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and company. And by the way, he had a big election summit last week, and you'll be hearing more about that, I'm sure, as the week progresses, moves along. He'll be on various television channels talking, probably Newsmax more than anything else, because I don't think Fox has him on there anymore as a guest anyway. But the 20-year anniversary of his company is what's going on right now for the rest of the year, celebrating it. And he's just got some tremendous specials over there. Now, there's another group of items that just came out marked 60% off, along with the ones that are marked 80% off. Now, the ones that are marked 80% off are the ones that you're not going to be able to get any more of. It's a one-time-only sale, and he's getting rid of older stock to replace it with the newer stock. And then he's got some newer stock that's marked 60% off. So you can save big on not only my pillows, but also the bed sheets, the slippers, the mattress toppers, the pet beds, the mattresses themselves, and a whole bunch more, whatever's there on MyPillow.com. It's all marked down. Now, the way you do that is you go to MyPillow.com. You're going to need a promo code. Promo code is simple. It's one word, Captain. Captain is the word. Use that promo code, and if you want to call them up and talk to a live person, you can do that, too, by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time in the number, 800-641-5459. The website is MyPillow.com. The promo code is always going to be the word Captain. That'll get you the absolute bottom prices on all the things that he's got on sale. And as I said, he's got some items marked down 80%. You'll see it. Some items marked down 60%. Some items buy one, get one. Some items marked down 50%. Just all depends on what you're looking at and what it is you want to get. MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. 5'9". A lot of people going over there buying stuff for Christmas and hiding it away, like Kyle Warren might be hiding things where nobody can find them.
Well, again, I can't confirm or deny any of that.
We aren't going to put you on the spot. Because we know Mrs. Professor has already beat you to it.
That's right.
Now, Donald Trump is in the news again, and it's because, once again, they were talking over the weekend with the talking heads about the upcoming presidential debate that's going to be on Fox, and he is not going to be there. He's going to skip the GOP presidential primary debates. He said debates this time, not debate, debates. And one of the reasons, and we'll get to that, are the polling numbers that we're seeing. Donald Trump has picked up more points. He's out in front by more since this fourth indictment happened. I'm not surprised to hear that. But also, he is going to be doing an interview and a podcast, as it appears, with Tucker Carlson at the time these debates are going on.
Well, that's right. And as you mentioned, I think the operative word here is plural. It's I'm not going to be doing the debate,
yep.
It looks like, at this point. One would only think, well, whatever might change that would be a drastic change in the polling. So it could be a double-edged sword for Donald Trump, because some of the voters who may be on the fence about him may want to see him actually debate the other GOP candidates.
Well, maybe and maybe not, but here's what's going on. Donald Trump raised his lead in the CBS News YouGov poll, not by any stretch of the imagination a friendly poll, right?
Right.
To 62% to 16% over the second running Ron DeSantis. That's a 46-point lead in a major poll.
Well, that's exactly right. And you've got the others trailing, you know, by pretty big margins here. So it's going to beg the question, what's going to happen at the debate on the 23rd? You know, is anything going to happen? Is anybody going to be able to stand out? Will the topic just be Donald Trump? Of course, it won't be just Donald Trump. But they're going to have to position themselves in some way in order to try to eat away at that advantage.
Well, I'm going to do the top five, but I'm going to include everybody after I do the top five, with emphasis on the top five first. Donald Trump is up top, 62%. Ron DeSantis is second with 16%. Number three is Vivek Ramaswamy with 7%. Number four is former Vice President Mike Pence at 5%. Number five is South Carolina Senator Tim Scott at 3%. Number six is former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador Nikki Haley. Number seven is former New Jersey governor Chris Cuomo at 2%. Then it goes down 1%, North Dakota governor Doug Burgum. Then it goes down 1%, former Arkansas governor Asa Hutchinson. And then the people without any percentage points that are polling way down below 1% are former Congressman Will Hurd from Texas, conservative broadcaster and former California gubernatorial candidate Larry Elder, and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, all of whom are not even barely showing up on the ticker.
Well, you know, you mentioned Chris Christie at 2%, so he's basically tied with Nikki Haley, who's been in this race for a while now, comparatively, almost an eternity compared to some of the others. But Vivek Ramaswamy, that's really something to be in third place at this point. It means that he might be connecting maybe with some of the younger GOP. He's had he's been able to answer some questions, build good rapport, even with those on the campaign trail, in one instance with someone who really wouldn't have agreed with them to begin with.
I believe he is connecting with the younger voters, and I believe he's connecting very strongly with the independents. Now, Trump, who of course is skipping Wednesday's debate and the next debate after that, 91% of the GOP primary voters want the challengers on the stage to make their own case and not stick to making a case simply against Donald Trump.
Well, exactly. You know, they're going to have to talk about Trump to some degree, but I also think it begs the question, are there two GOPs now? There's the Trump GOP, which is sort of moving under its own steam here, and then you've got all the other candidates that are trying, but are not going to be part of this larger thing. So I think the voters will have to decide, but they're going to be fighting it out, that's for sure, against one another. But making their pitch is going to be paramount.
Well, this is where I'm going to mention something, and this is where Joe Biden is in big trouble in the Democrats. Listen to this. With regard to the four indictments against Trump, the poll found that 77% of them see this as being politically motivated, and 73% say the indictments are a reason to consider voting for Trump, and only 27% say they are not a reason to vote for Trump. That is a huge knife in the back of the Democrats that think they're doing something great.
Well, I think it really asks the question, Captain, what are the Democrats thinking, and what's the Biden administration thinking in all this, the DOJ? Why are they actually helping Trump to make the case that he's being persecuted because he's a Republican, or he has Trumpism, or he wants to make America great again, or whatever it is? They're actually helping him do that. And they must be kicking themselves at this point.
Well, here's another reason they're kicking himself, because Trump's base is incredibly loyal in this poll and others, incredibly loyal, as 99% say things were much better under Donald Trump. 95% say Trump fights for them. 76% know him better than they know the challengers. And 74% say they have always been a supporter of Donald Trump. Also, Kyle, remarkably, Donald Trump drew higher ratings from those who said what he is saying is absolutely true. 71% said that. Amongst family and friends, 63%. Amongst conservative media figures, 56%. Amongst religious leaders, 42%. Those are big numbers, and this was a big poll. This wasn't a little poll. This was 2,061 U.S. adult residents who were likely GOP primary voters coming up in the primaries.
Well, Trump may be able to successfully position himself once again as an outsider. That was a huge advantage he had in 2016.
He is an outsider.
Well, right. Yeah, but in other words, they're coming after him again. And if he can parlay that, then that would help him in the general, which is where he's really going to need to shine.
But now hear this. The rank-and-file Republicans are demanding that he sign a loyalty pledge, and he said no. What are they going to do? Boot him out?
Right.
Think about that. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back, because I'm telling you, Republicans are cutting their own throat here if they don't wake up and smell the roses. And they need to get more diversified. We talked about that yesterday with a group of friends of myself. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Monday morning, and we're just getting started here, just getting fired up. We're running on about 6 of our 19 cylinders. How's that? So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more, and Kyle Warren, too.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Tropical Storm Hilary has made landfall in northern Baja. The storm is expected to dump a year's worth of rain on Southern California and parts of Nevada and Arizona over the next few days. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says his state has seen as many fire emergencies this month as it had in the last 50 years. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Green said he wishes sirens had gone off for the wildfires in Maui, but added that the sirens are typically used for tsunamis. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he was never made aware of any broad-based declassification of documents by former President Trump. Pence's comments on ABC's This Week were consistent with what former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows reportedly told investigators for Special Counsel Jack Smith. Oppenheimer has surpassed $700 million at the box office globally. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. That was Jeff in Sarasota. We had lunch with him and Iron Mike on Saturday at the Village Inn down there on 4th Street. That's our Saturday afternoon watering hole. We usually get there about 2 o'clock and just sit back, kick back, relax, and enjoy the waitress's conversation and say hello to some people that stop by. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. Relief Factor is a part of my daily, regular process that I go through, my integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce inflammation and the swelling and any pain that I have in my left foot, leg, or ankle over the course of the day. Now, if I do get a little bit of swelling, like I did at when I go to a gun show, I take an extra packet of a Relief Factor, and it controls it. And when I get back and I get my foot back up in the air and have it isolated for, 2 or 3 hours or so, the swelling will go back down, and I'll be feeling just fine again. But that's something that I have to live with. Now, it's all natural, and that's what I like the most. It's 100% drug-free. Because it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which will lower or eliminate the pain, the suffering, the swelling, the inflammation you've got by going right straight to the source. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, kind of like taking a vitamin pill. Now, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. It's also coming in convenient individual packets, 4 easy-to-swallow capsules in a packet. You take one packet in the morning with a meal, And then if you need another one, you take the second one with a meal. And if you need a third one, you take that with a meal. It's set up to go breakfast, lunch, and dinner if you have to. Now, it also supports healthy joints and muscles. And the best part about it is it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Yep, three-week quick start gets it all going at the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, the website is relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, $19.95 and the three-week quick start. And don't forget, they've also got vitamins over there, too. I use their B12, I use their C, and I use their D, and it works very nicely for me. I'm very happy to say that. They've also got a little healthy capsule called Calm, which will calm you down a little bit and help you if you need to get some rest and you're all hyped up and you can't do it. That will definitely do that for you. It'll slow you down and you'll want to get a little bit more rest and it'll help you. It's got that, I think you call it serotonin in it, which is the stuff that helps you to your body to tone down. And of course, in the words of Kyle Warren, who knows all about Relief Factor, what is that, Mr. Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo, $19.95 on the three-week quick start. You get it by going to relieffactor.com/captain. Go on over there and find out what we already know about. All right, well, Mr. Kyle, Pam Bondi, our former attorney general, and probably will be a member of the Trump cabinet if he gets elected in some way or another, has said that the Georgia trial date is the ultimate election interference by scheduling it the day before Super Tuesday.
Well, yeah, I think that most people looking at this, and I appreciate what she's saying, is most people going to see this as an overt effort to try to, you know, just, you know, run afoul of the election schedule for political purposes. This is really obvious. They're not even trying to hold back anymore. Like, well, that's just sort of the date that popped up. You know, this is for real.
Now, I saw this headline pop across the TV screen. I didn't have a chance to find out who it is. Maybe you did. But some Republican senator said that Donald Trump should drop out of the presidential race with all the problems he's got.
Yes, that's right. It looks like Senator Bill Cassidy, and he's actually one of those senators that voted to convict Trump, right?
Isn't he from Louisiana?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, he's a doctor, I think.
He may be, yeah, I think you're right. So basically, yeah, he's saying that Trump needs to drop out of the race. He says that voters would not elect someone convicted of a crime as president. But he hasn't been convicted of anything yet.
No, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. I don't care how many charges you got. And by the way, Vivek Ramaswamy now is changing his tune a little bit about Donald Trump ahead of the GOP debate. You can see him positioning himself. He said, Donald Trump is not the same Donald Trump everybody remembers.
Well, that's right. And so again, you know, they've got to find some way to have an angle on Trump. We know what Chris Christie's is. He's gone full bore for Trump since day one on this thing. The other candidates have been sort of waiting to see what might happen because they don't want to offend Trump voters. They want to inherit Trump voters. And so, but now Trump is not going anywhere.
Now, we've got to talk about the Maui fire. And fires, by the plural of that, because we now know with certainty that there is a list of 1,060 people who are missing. And on that list are a lot of children. And hope, which you have to have, is getting hard to keep on hand because of the fact the longer we go, the more they're missing, the more it could be that they were indeed, they had perished in the fire. Now, they are having a tough time identifying some of the remains because the remains are basically, and I'm going to be a little bit graphic here, a pile of ashes. And that's why some people may or may not ever be known of their whereabouts and what happened to them, because you can't sometimes make a 100% positive identification on that type of a remain, and that is just a known fact.
Yes, and it's very, very sad, you know, state of affairs. Also, Captain, there are reports of at least one person that I know of, because I was hearing one of the doctors on the scene there describe people had to go into the ocean. They were still being overcome by smoke inhalation, even
yep.
though they had gotten into the water.
Yep.
And at least one person perished as a result of that. So we don't know if there are others. But they may have not have been burned, but they may have drowned and gone out into the ocean.
Yeah, and they were probably already sucking smoke down before they ever got to the ocean because they were trying to get through the smoke to get to the water. And if you jump in and you're having troubles breathing to begin with, and that first blast of water that you hit when you hit the water usually goes right down the windpipe, right?
Yeah, exactly. It just did very, I mean, these stories all around are just heartbreaking.
Now, the other story that's around that's not heartbreaking, it's criminal. Is the Obama-linked Hawaii Equity Water Board boss delayed the water delivery by some 5 hours? That is criminal. He did not turn on the hydrants where the firefighters needed it. They pull up to a hydrant, fully prepared to try to knock the flames down, and they were definitely going to do that, and there was no water.
But, you know, they're all about water equity or something like that.
Whatever the hell that is.
Right. But it just what it is now is just a prime example of how politically correct or woke thinking in an honest to God emergency that was happening just, I think, more than likely cost lives.
It did.
Yeah, you can't keep the water turned off for hours and hours for any reason. It's all hands on deck. And so as we go back and we find out about this person's philosophy, it doesn't help matters at all.
No, because we found out that he was 100% in the tank with the woke stuff, and that's criminal to say the least under the circumstances. Now, we also know that the water, which has been turned back on, is unsafe to drink, even with the filters that are there. One of the lessons learned from the fires in California when all of that crap got into the groundwater.
Right. They're saying there's no way to make it safe at this point. This according to Maui County that posted on their Instagram this week. In other words, some people just want to put a filter on their tap, you know, this kind of thing. But yes, this is going to be a major issue moving forward with the water, but also with the soil and other kinds of contamination that's there as a result.
Well, they're going to want to probably put in a desalination plant from the ocean and do that to get their drinking water. I'm going to guess that's going to be where they're going to go next.
Right, and that will
maybe more than one, I might add.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and that'll take time, so there'll have to be some kind of interim solution.
Now, we're coming up on the break, and we're going to be headed for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, which is going to be quite descriptive tonight, because we've also got, get this, folks, five storms, three of which are named in the Atlantic Ocean coming west. One's in the Gulf of Mexico. Holy smokes. Get ready. It's hurricane season again. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I decided to buffer right in the middle of that. Doggone it. Oh, well. That's from the Fonzie Files, Mel's Diner. That was one of the songs they played all the time on Happy Days. Of course, Little Darlin' was the name of it. And it was quite the song to be able to listen to. 1957 is when it came out. I'm trying to see if I can get it to play again. I'm not going to. All right, well, I'm going to bring Kyle in the mix. Well, Kyle, all good things have to have an ending somewhere, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, but that was it's a cool remembrance of that time period, yeah.
Probably because it's so old, I didn't want to play. 1957 was when that song came out. And, of course, the whole video they did about it is Happy Days, and it's them live and in living color, if you will, from Mel's Diner with all the cars. I didn't see Fonzie's motorcycle, though. Okay, well, let's move over here because you've got Hillary out there by you, definitely impacting you right now. We've got a lot of heat in the central part of America, and we've got five storms, three of which are named in the ocean. We already know that two of them are not going to be coming to the United States. One will be definitely affecting the Caribbean, making a right turn and going out to sea. But there's one that's actually made its way into the Gulf that's going to develop in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. And you never know where those doggone things are going to go. Looks like it might go to Texas, but we can't say that with any certainty just yet. And then there's another one out behind it that's down a little bit lower that looks like it's going to keep coming a little further west. So, Kyle, what is going on out west with Hillary and all the related stuff?
Well, Captain, we continue to see, of course, Hillary moving through Southern California. It arrived, at least in terms of the rain, in my area about 6 o'clock in the morning. But we've had some pretty consistent rain all day long. The winds kicked up later on in the afternoon as the core of Hillary began to move through. We've had about 13 inches in a place called Upper Mission Creek. Mount San Jacinto had 11 inches of rain. Newhall came in at 5 inches of rain, basically. It's really just too much too quickly for many of these areas. We've had some mudslides, mud flows in some of the mountain areas as well. We've had some swift water rescues. But overall, and this is a good thing, we've had some minor issues and minor damage overall, because a lot of people were just at home today because it hit on a Sunday. Although a lot of people did come out for the Chargers preseason game at SoFi Stadium, so that was a little interesting to see happen. But right now we've got still rain moving up the coast, rain in the Los Angeles area, north of L.A. Santa Clarita has probably been really walloped. We've got some roads washed out and so forth up there. But right now the rain is moving up through California, up into Nevada as well. Armagosa Valley right now, it's approaching Las Vegas, also heading up 395 up towards into Reno, Nevada, spreading out east from there along I-80. And then we've also got a lot of rain up in central Idaho, moving over to Montana around Helena, also rain around Miles City right now. We, of course, are going to continue to see the remnants of Hillary move on up through Nevada. We'll be talking about it as we move through the week as well, because it's going to continue on in terms of bringing people a lot of rain as it moves northward. Other than that, we'll have more next hour, so be careful out there.
All right, we're going to go to the Midwest, the upper Midwest. We're going to start out with South Dakota, southeast corner of South Dakota, 100-degree-plus temperatures. Southwestern corner of Minnesota, 100-degree-plus temperatures, elsewhere in the 90s, except for the border of Minnesota and Wisconsin and down into Iowa, down by the Quad Cities. Temperatures are going to be well over 100 degrees, 105-plus. And then the eastern half of Kansas, 100-degree. Eastern half of Oklahoma, 100-degree. Most of the central part down to Houston and Galveston, 100-degree-plus in Texas. The rest of it will be 90s. Arkansas, about a third of the state, will be in 100-plus area, especially Little Rock and over towards Memphis. And the northern part now, north of New Orleans, up there around Lafayette, and then north all the way up to the border with Arkansas, you'll have 100-degree temperatures. You'll have 100-degree temperatures moving over into Mississippi, southwest corner, and on down towards the Gulf, and 90s elsewhere, 90s across the center part, and wind, feel like temperatures of 100-plus in Alabama and Georgia, and we'll have a little bit of a rough going as we get some of these tropical systems starting to brush the South Florida part down there with the water coming up and maybe a few showers down in Key West and whatnot. Got some fog tonight up in the Chesapeake Bay. Got some more in the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania. Got some more up there around Maine, around Bangor, up on towards Portland. So there you go in that area. And now I got to go over here and look at the hurricane map because here we go. In the Gulf of Mexico, right now, headed towards the center or maybe the southwestern part of Mexico, we have tropical disturbance number one with a 70% chance of cyclone formation in 48 hours. It's going to be something where the something's going to be and what it's going to do, it's too early to tell. We've got Tropical Storm Franklin, which is a 50-mile-an-hour storm down south of Hispaniola. It looks like it's going to make a right-hand turn and come over the outer edge of the Dominican Republic. We've got Gert right now, which is a 40-mile-an-hour tropical storm. Behind it, which looks like as if it's going to keep coming west a little bit before it makes that hook and goes to the right. We've got Emily behind Gert, which is going to stay out in the ocean and make a right turn and go back towards the northern part of the ocean and probably fizzle out. And then we've got Tropical Disturbance Number 2 with a 40% chance of formation in the next 48 hours. It, too, is following a path similar to Franklin and could come into the bottom part of the Caribbean. Don't know yet. Too early to tell. It's about a week away, but it's already got a high probability of forming into something. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 storms right now that have come out of the Atlantic. One of them is in the Gulf, just now coming in the Gulf, and that'll be giving the southern part of Florida some rain today. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, this is, as you said, it's starting up. I mean, we'll see that many things out there in the ocean already.
Yeah, and people need to pay attention along the Gulf. Anywhere you live along the Gulf, you need to pay attention this week. And even the eastern coast of the United States, just because I said they're going to make a right hook and maybe go out to sea, that's a big maybe. Storms go where they want to go, especially big ones, as you found out with Hillary. Hillary went where she wanted to go, and it had nothing to do with what you guys wanted. It continued on that path, and of course now, even though you're not getting a lot of wind, which is a good thing, you're getting torrential rain, which is not necessarily a good thing, right?
Well, yes, that's exactly right, and especially here in the overnight hours, we're still seeing a lot more heavy rain across the Southland, but it should be moving out, we understand, by the first part of the morning, maybe some remnants, but by Tuesday should be maybe even some sun poking through, so that's good.
And I can't say this enough to the listeners out there in California and Arizona and Nevada, and by the way, we're going to be saying hello to our new affiliate in the next hour in Nevada, in Las Vegas, because when the water comes across the road, okay, and it's moving, even though it's barely moving, you cannot take that as a guide and say, well, it's only 6 inches deep, I'm going to keep on going. Turn around, don't drown. Just don't do it. I've seen semis, I've seen fire trucks get moved in less than a foot of water because the water was moving, and the water has more pressure and strength behind it than your vehicle does when you lock the brakes down. Even a big truck, and down the river they go. It's that simple, or down the stream they go. And I've seen trucks get floated a mile or two away from where they were left parked on the road and all that. It's just not worth it, folks. It's not worth it. Turn around. Don't drown.
That's exactly right, Captain. And also, a lot of times you may see just a little bit of water over the road, but you don't know what's under that water. There might be a sinkhole. The road might be washed out already. You just don't know. And they actually did have to rescue some people on one of the freeways because they thought they could drive through a huge puddle of water.
Yeah, right.
And they had to be rescued by the fire department.
You bet. Hold on. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning. I hope it's all right where you're at. It's all right where I'm at. I'm going to keep it that way. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.